Our offer moves towards the House FEFP by reducing the total funds per FTE increase, which was from 350 per FTE to approximately 248 FTE.
That's Republican Senator Kelly Stargell explaining the Senate's move toward its counterpart in per-student spending. After being praised by public education advocates for its robust budget proposal, the chamber has cut the proposed per-student increase by about $100. Stargell says even with the change, the funding boost is still generous compared to past years.
However, for context, the funds of the per FTE that we have done in this budget, considered to what previous years, it was 101 in 2018-19, it was 100 in 2017-18, and it was 71 in 16-17.
Stargell says the Senate's change in position all boils down to negotiations.
We're trying to negotiate with the House. They had a different priority. We still have a very good FEFP. We still have a very good per-student increase.
The move was made at a hastily called appropriations conference shortly after the Senate's marquee education bill was temporarily postponed. The measure looks to create a new private school voucher program and modify the state's best and brightest bonus structure to help recruit and retain teachers, among other things. But in the waning days of the legislative session, there is a scramble to introduce changes. Senator Tom Lee filed an amendment that would allow local school boards to raise property taxes to a level they could in years past, in order to pay for capital outlay projects related to school safety, like campus hardening. The amendment failed, but just barely, on a 16-20 vote.
This amendment would allow local school boards to restore their $2 million money, another half mil, by a supermajority vote, and to use 20% of that half mil for the purposes of funding school security and their guardian program.
Lee called it a common sense amendment, one that rises above partisan politics.
And there's this enormous delta that's taking place in this state between the capital outlay needs of the public education system and our ability to fund that in our budget.
But the bill's sponsor, Senator Manny Diaz, would like to see things stay the way they are concerning the appropriation of funds for such projects.
I think President Lee for his attempt to try to fix this issue. At this point, I am going to defer that this issue be continued to be dealt with in the budget process. I don't feel comfortable dealing it here with this bill.
Two other failed amendments sought to change the bill in more drastic ways. One, filed by Democratic Senator Gary Farmer, tried to remove the entire provision that would create the new voucher program, known as the Family Empowerment Scholarship. Farmer based his argument on the strength of a landmark Florida Supreme Court case.
Essentially, this amendment would strip out the Opportunity Scholarship vouchers contained in 7070, as they are unconstitutional under the precedent of Bush v. Holmes.
The other amendment that died was filed by Democratic Senator Janet Cruz. It would have taken the measure's modifications to the Best and Brightest Teacher Bonus Program and redirected the money to teacher salary increases. The Senate's omnibus education bill will be up again in the Senate session Thursday. I'm Ryan Daly.